Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Favorite musician. If you don't get my favorite musician, you don't know.
Oh, that's easy. Because you bring the drummer.
Max Weinberg, yeah.
That thing is Jerry Springfield.
Jerry Springfield.
USA.
Yeah, there it is. But you just combined Jerry Springer with Rick Springfield and Bruce Springsteen. But that's right.
Boring USA. That guy with the guitar.
That's Springsteen.
That's easy. I see you all the time.
Yes.
And everything in your desk. It's about him.
Yes.
You know,
I have a little shrine,
that was an easy one for me. That was the easiest.
I knew
because I see you talk about him all the time.
But
a couple minutes ago, yesterday, you talked about you want to do a podcast with
the people. That's on the down low.
One of the best things going in sports media is Chuck and Ozzie, and especially Chuck and Ozzie After Dark with the West Coast games is always a treat when it was on NBC Sports Chicago. Now they've taken their talents over to CHSN. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Spiegs is out today. Ryan McGuffey is here. What was your last title at NBC Sports Chicago?
Coordinating producer of live events. I actually had to think about that for a second. But yeah, coordinating producer of live events.
Meaning that you did what?
So along with Joe Collins, who was the EVP or the EP of live events, we, the two of us, kind of oversaw the nightly production of the games on our air. Meaning tonight, for instance, the White Sox are hosting the A's. So somebody at CHSN, Joe, oversees the entire production crew. So you have the producer, the director, all the outside crew, the inside crew, the at the ballpark people, the booking of the crews. The most important, the lifeline of these networks are the games, forever and always, the live games. So, yeah, I was one of two that oversaw kind of the production of those games, them up.
And Guff is very modest and has a lot of humility. Like, he's a real dude. And it's part of the reason that I like having him around is because I learn stuff when he's around. And I learn about, like, the business of this. And the great business that you and Cap are working on with the recap on YouTube is just phenomenal stuff. I texted Cap and told him how proud I was that he's kind of building this out and doing his own thing. Like, it's a big step forward for all of us that
dog killer mentality.
Well, he does have that. But for those of us that are talent, like, to go out on your own, like, it means something. He's still, you know, got his show, but the fact that you guys are building something is really cool. I wanted to pick your brain because I saw a friend of ours, Jason Benetti, was talking about how they're being asked to do, as play-by-play people, a lot more with less. Meaning that now, it used to be that if you were doing live events, you would bring a production crew with you. And that's now not the case. And he was kind of grousing at the idea of, yeah, usually you're supposed to work with the monitor, but now the monitor they're getting is often a feed from someplace else, which means that they might be a tad bit behind instead of it being produced the way that they're used to it being produced.
Yeah, so COVID really changed everything. You and I were just talking about COVID just in life experience off the air, and it really forever changed the way professional sports will be done. I really don't think it'll ever go back. The broadcasters were not traveling to games as part of protocol. They were not allowed on team planes. They kept the teams away from everybody. They kept everything in the bubble, so to speak. And the games were being done. Jason Benetti and Stoney, or Gordon Beckham, whoever was doing the game, came to NBC Tower, sat in with a divider between them, and called baseball games in 2020 and into 2021 on the road. Okay, at home, they were still able to call games. On the road, this is where it's different. Home is home. The production crew goes home, reports to the truck. The broadcasters report to the booth, and life goes on. On the road, in current modern day 2025, as we sit here, the broadcasters are now back with the teams. The broadcasters are traveling. But in most scenarios, that's it. That's it. There might be an extra hand that travels with the team. I know that we would travel a guy, and he became our basically all-encompassing on-site AP Mr. Everything, the glue guy, the guy that made sure all the equipment got back on the truck to go to the next site. He also sat in the booth and would be like a stage manager for the broadcast team if needed. That's what happens now. So our production crews that we know here in Chicago, Marquee is one of a few networks that actually travels producer, director, and AP, I believe. And I think they do predominantly for most of the season. They're one of the few. I think the Dodgers are another one. The Yankees are another one. So the Cubs are playing up with the big boys. But everybody else is pretty much doing it via feeds, okay? And to your point about real time, there's going to be some type of delay getting back forever and always. Now, it's super minuscule, the way, like, the fiber lines and the way that things happen. But even if you go to a city now that you've been to 100 times, there's problems. You're sitting there an hour and a half before games, and you see nothing but blue screens. And you're like, that ain't good. It's 4:30. We're supposed to have already pre-taped the open. And you're just at the mercy of the crew on site trying to get it back to you in Chicago. I don't think it's going back because it saves tens of millions of dollars. Tens of millions of dollars.
So what is the how does this impact the person that's in their car right now, the fan of the White Sox or the Cubs or the Bears? How does this impact them? And what should they be on the lookout for?
So you basically get, before you had control of every camera, okay? So you had, if you had eight cameras in the ballpark that night, you had a person that was designated for your camera in your game. Now you basically get three. It depends on which network you are to. Some get three, some get five. The more you get, the more you pay for. The other ones, you're just picking up, sharing more than ever before. Before, you would never dream about sharing a camera with the Sacramento A's or the Bay Area feed because you're trying to build your own show, okay? Why are you going to share anything with them? Not anymore, and I think that's going to happen. It's happening more and more. With Marquee, if they have a drone during a crosstown game, they share it with us now, or with us. They used to share it with NBC Sports Chicago. Same deal. They come here. There's a drone. Marquee will get the access to that drone. Now, they control the shot they want to put up, et cetera. Sure. The director makes that call. But the sharing, the broadcasts are looking more and more of the same, which forces producers to think more and more outside the box. Some have been doing this a very, very long time and are at the end or near the end of their career, and they just want to get a clean game on the air. And sometimes that's a goal. Clean meaning we cut the three cameras we have, no mistakes, just show the game X's and O's, and that's it, because we don't have the capabilities to do more. It forces people to think bigger. But how people are watching the game, there's not – with the way RSNs and the RSN market is, and it's volatile at best.
I want to get to that next.
It's volatile at best. There's only so much these broadcast teams can do. It is. It's just fact because of money and resources and lack thereof.
Now, both of us worked at an RSN that no longer exists. I always like to let people know that so that they can control from my bias when I speak on this subject. and now they can control for yours. You were in a more important position than I was. I was just I was Ron Burgundy. You were dealing with a lot of other stuff to try and figure out, one, was the RSN going to survive? Two, how long the RSN was going to survive? Because we seem to be in an environment where baseball in particular and RSNs overall are dying off. Why is this the case?
Mainly because of cord cutting. I mean, mainly because the bulk of the money that teams were getting from these long-term deals and TV contracts were based off of TV subscriptions. And in the 90s and 2000s, everyone had cable. Everyone had cable. And the money was really good. And it wasn't really good, it was very good. And so teams were raking. And as we've gotten into the 2000s and the 10s and now the 20s, and certainly post-COVID, we've learned with all of the streaming services how to watch television differently. I challenge to go down your own block and see if you have three houses that watch screens the same way. It's not like you and I grew up where everyone had the same TV and the same access to the same 2, 5, 7, 9, 32, 26, you know, 44, et cetera. That's now you have people, the guy, your neighbor might have YouTube TV. You might have Hulu. The person next to you might have Comcast. The person next to them may have DirecTV. The person next to them may have just over the air. And that's five houses on one block. People have cut the cords because it's so expensive, and I get it. We all are trying to find out ways to cut costs. With that, the cable companies have told RSNs, we're no longer interested in your product. It costs too much. And we're not seeing the ROI. We're losing tens of thousands by the day of people subscribing to our platform. And your product costs too much for us to put on, which is raising the price for the consumer that we're trying to keep. And because of that, we don't have an interest. YouTube TV, for instance, what is it, $75 a month? If they carry, everyone's screaming at YouTube and Hulu, carry CHSN, carry Marquee. I get it. But now are you willing to have your YouTube or Hulu go up to $125 a month instead of $75? Because that's what will happen. That's what will happen. You will pay $50 or more a month to get this, to get your teams. And what YouTube and Hulu is telling you is, we don't want to lose those people. We don't want to lose the Joe who doesn't care, who can find that alternative elsewhere. And it's why people jumped to the alternatives in the first place, because it was at a lower rate. And that's the battle we live in. And that's that is not the full reason, but it's a very, very large chunk of the pie.
It's really interesting to me too that watching things play out with CHSN, I feel, because a lot of our people are over there.
Yep.
A lot of them went over there. There are others that went and did other things, and I'm happy that those of you guys who were like the originals over at NBC, you had some choices because you had some severance. You're like, I can mess around and I can do some stuff that I want to do. In watching this play out, there's, for baseball in particular, there are some haves and have-nots. And unfortunately, it feels like the Cubs with Marquee got in right at the wire of,
yep, they did.
And even now they're having to deal with their own issues with Comcast and whether or not they're going to have carriage on Comcast from month to month. And it feels like everyone thought that it was going to be like an endless supply of that money coming in because of the insane deal that the Dodgers did with their RSN and that the Angels did with their RSN. Even the Yes Network is on the struggle bus to a certain
for
degree.
For 3 years, the Yankees, not seen in New York. Like, it's not a Cubs problem, you guys. This is a phenomenon that it's not just a Cubs and White Sox and Bulls and Blackhawks. This is across the board. There are teams that are only over the air, that are teams that are only available direct to consumer, meaning kind of like CHSN, you can pay $29.99 a month and get just the three teams and all of the content that comes with it. I would say this. If you can get CHSN, don't yell at CHSN. They want to badly be on Xfinity. This is everybody in the same pool fighting with the same people. There's a lot of ego involved. There's a lot of money involved. CHSN's putting on an outstanding nightly product in game production.
I agree.
Their producers there are the best in the business. From Mark Brady to Chris Withers. I mean, you're talking about elite of the elite. I think what the White Sox production has done, adding Brooke Fletcher and adding Connor McKnight and putting a studio in the right field concourse, unfortunately, people can't see it. It's fantastic. It's the graphics are sharp. There's a lot to
it. Looks clean.
It looks really good. And it's really no fault of their own that this is the problem. Now, we could go down an ego trip, you know, about who thought it was right to do this at this time. That's a different argument. Why it's not available to people is everyone's fault. And the consumer should not be blamed, by the way. The consumer, I've seen corporations push back at the consumer saying, you're yelling at us. Why'd you cut the cord? Because you know why? The cost doesn't meet the return here. People are paying too much on a bill they don't need because you're force feeding certain networks to people that they have to pay for that they don't watch, which is why YouTube and Hulu and others are pushing back saying, you know what? We're going to include the RSN in that mix too because we have enough people that subscribe to us that don't need or know how to live without it. And that's the problem. And the guaranteed pool of money where everyone was getting fat and rich off of is no longer there. It's dried up. And everyone's trying to figure out how to move forward. And no one has the right answer yet. And it's a major problem.
It's a major problem. And for Major League Baseball in particular, with the RSN model dying out, we now see them in kind of a scramble on what is our game.
Yep.
I feel like they would like, and you know, every league dreams of, they would like for it to be a national game, but it's 100%. Not. It's a regional game, and really it's a city game.
Yep.
You know, and them trying to build it out as a national game is going to be interesting. Now, I think the money that they lost, and I'm using air quotes, by ESPN saying, yeah, we're going to be out after this season, I think they'll make it back. I think they'll end up back with ESPN with a package of games. They'll figure out all the different streamers and make that $550 million back. But as a baseball viewer, how many times have you and I had the conversation of the blackout rules of Major League Baseball?
They're ridiculous.
Thank you.
It's
so stupid.
How can you say you're a forward-thinking game by blacking out the product? That has to be changed. I don't know if it's part of the new CBA agreement after 26. That's got to change because people need to see the product. I think, to your point, MLB would love that everyone had the MLB app and you have every game at your disposal. It's a great app. It is a great experience. It's a great viewing experience. You can do four games at once. It's multi-view. But all of the money, it's going to the rake. It's all good. It's all controlled. The message is controlled, and they control all of the product. I think in an ideal world, that's what they want. If I were a team that controlled my rights, I'd push back until I was the last man standing.
And guess what? The Dodgers are going to do that.
Well, they have the ultimate unicorn. They have the ultimate unicorn where they're making $350-plus million a year. People are pissed at the Dodgers. They just happened to strike gold at the right time. They're getting $350 million a year off of their TV deal. You know how much the White Sox are going to get this year? $25 million. That's a $325 million per year difference. That's insanity. The Phillies have the Phillies have like 10 more years on a deal that pays them $100 million a year. You want to know why they're signing Schwarber and Zach Wheeler and Trey Turner and Bryce Harper? There's a pot of money still coming into certain teams. Fair, not fair, or everyone in between. This is the model we're standing in. And when TV deals are up, teams are looking to everywhere and they're screaming from a mountain and no one's there to listen. And so they're going, we got Major League Baseball. We have this product that we can go DTC, direct to consumer with. And that's about all right now until someone comes up with a new plan. And Major League Baseball, they're looking right at you as you sit there and stare back at them and say, we just will take control of your rights. Teams are telling you, that's not fair. That's not what we want. But right now it's the last option standing. And it sucks for the consumer. At the end of the day, that's who loses. And people are learning how to live without a sport that they grew up watching. People are learning that you can live in a life and still get what you need for 162 without getting the games. at all. And you know what the scariest problem with that is? The hardest thing to do is to get a fan back. Once you lose them, once you turn them off, and once you turn your team off to them, the hardest thing to ever do is get them back, even when your team is good. And when your teams are currently at the state that they are in Chicago, it's harder than ever before. It's four times as hard.
That's why I wanted to do this segment, because Ryan McGuffey knows exactly what he's talking about. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Brian O'Keefe is going to join us. He's the guy from Esquire that sat down with Caleb Williams. We'll ask him his thoughts on the Bears quarterback next here on the score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Core. Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.